Open my lips, Lord, to speak your words, and open our hearts to receive them. Amen. Please do sit down. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Last year, some of you will remember that we had a meeting of the PCC and those involved in the different ministries in Itchen Valley. We spoke about how we might become a parish which was focused on growth, on bringing new people into the kingdom of God, rather than just being one which is just trying not to decline. One of our member, who's actually sitting in here today, suggested that we decide on an elevator pitch. A few lines in which we could summarise what the gospel was all about, an aid memoir to remember the key points, as we would sell ourselves maybe as a potential employee or any other product if we were alone in an elevator with someone. It was a good idea, but I've been struggling to see how we could summarise the gospel in this way. Until that is, I read today's reading from Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Paul describes this as his gospel, for which he suffers hardship even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But, he says, the gospel is not chained, despite him being chained up, probably to a Roman soldier. The gospel that he tells, the word of God, is not chained. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. There's a suggestion in this simple elevator pitch of everything which is exciting but also highly controversial about the gospel. Firstly, it's about Jesus Christ. Christ is not a surname. It means anointed one, or Messiah, the predicted one who would come to put Israel right. But of course, anyone could claim to be the Messiah, as others did around the first century, but what proof was there that Jesus was the Messiah? Raised from the dead. Coming back from the dead is the most incredible claim. In a world which was much closer to death than we are, everyone knew that dead people stay dead. But even that is not the most incredible thing about this phrase. It's the word raised, which is really, really controversial, because it provokes the question, raised by whom? Who can raise people from the dead? In the natural world, people who die stay dead. The only answer can be someone or something beyond the natural, a supernatural intervention. But that implies also a supernatural endorsement of who Jesus is and what he said. It's a colossal spiritual claim. Then, descended from David. That's King David. This is a political claim. The rightful king, the person to whom all authority is owed. Not Caesar, or in later years, not Hitler, not Boris Johnson, not Jeremy Corbyn, not Joe Swinson, not Nigel Farage, not Jonathan Bartley or Sean Berry of the Greens, but Jesus Christ, not even Her Majesty the Queen. And she would, I think, almost more than a lot of us, accept this as a fact anyway, even if the others do not. Not such a revolutionary idea now, but a very dangerous revolutionary stuff in first century Judea. And yet the Roman soldier who is chained to him cannot get these words out of his head. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. As he takes these words home with him or to the soldier's mess when he goes off shift, they do their work gradually as they beat a timbre into his soul. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And the gospel is unchained and does its work in him. So what do we say when someone asks us, what we believe. Oh, you go to church, don't you? What's all of that about then? Don't say in the chains of your embarrassment, well, I go to see my neighbours. I like the coffee that the ladies prepare. Please remember to say that it's all about Jesus. Jesus who is prophesied, descended, resurrected, and is now king. And you will have covered the whole gospel. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. The gospel will be unchained and go about its work, and lives will be transformed. Amen.